O-T-A-K-I-F-Y. Otakify.
What up, what
so.
Up?
So. The end of Mecha March Madness. Mike.
Motherfucker.
Mike's doing some.
Motherfucking munchkin.
All these M's. So, the anime this time around, we got some pretty interesting mecha selections. Something we've had watched before, and something I've never watched before. That was like, you know, pretty hype apparently, but we'll talk about this. I want to know what you guys think of Gridman for sure.
Gridman.
But let's go to something that me and Tommy have watched before. I'm excited that Vic, you've watched this now. And I'm curious as to what
I did watch it.
Yeah, so Tengen-toppin Gurren Lagann, the full name, but on the streets known as Gurren Lagann.
Streets!
Yeah. Simone. Kamina. Yoko. Our three guys. One girl. Two guys, one girl. What do you think, Vic? Initial thoughts.
Two girls, one cup.
I was waiting for you to say that, dude. I was just waiting.
Throwback.
My initial thoughts, like, before I started watching, or my initial thoughts, like, on my take?
How about let's get before you started watching? I'm curious as to, like, just what did you see beforehand? I know we've talked about it before. How did you feel about it before watching?
I was not particularly interested.
Okay.
Sounds right.
I gotta say the same. I kind of felt the same way. At the time I wasn't exploring anime. But when I got introduced to this, I had to be introduced to this. I didn't come across this. Shout out to Jerry. He introduced this to me in college. One of the best animes I've ever experienced.
Shout out to Jerry.
But continue, please.
The animation style kind of reminded me of Kill la Kill.
Yeah.
And I didn't hate Kill la Kill. But I was just kind of like, all right. I remember like I kind of got into Kill la Kill for a second. Like at least I was watching it like beyond three episodes.
Yeah.
But then I kind of got bored and moved on. So looking at Gurren Lagann, like the color values are very similar. Like the color palette is similar.
True.
There's a little more detail to Gurren Lagann than there is in Kill la Kill, like as far as the drawing's concerned, like the illustration. But yeah, I just kind of felt like that was just my initial. Yeah.
Okay.
My initial take.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very artistically similar to Kill la Kill. If anything, yeah, Kill la Kill is a little bit, I feel like background wise is a little bit like chiller in Kill la Kill, I guess. Or like, I don't know how to describe it. It is crazy in both of them, but like the characters pop more in Gurren Lagann, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like it's an equal amount of pop, but I feel that. I mean, like, or actually I would say Kill la Kill has the characters pop more because the background's like boring in Kill la Kill.
Okay, yes.
You know, like the bokeh effect with the camera? Kind of like that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like there's a world that exists, but that's not important. What's important is these characters' dynamic right now. I don't know. You guys watch this already, so like, I don't know if I should hold back on what I have to say, or if I should just like let you, because Tommy hasn't really said much. I know he's seen it before. I'm kind of curious to know. I mean, you jumped on watching it immediately after the last podcast. So I want to know, like, what was that like? Did you only watch 3 episodes? Did you watch more than 3? Like, did you have a different perspective watching it again? Shit like that.
No, it was exactly the same, dude. I think it was more that I missed watching this anime because it was just a fun anime to watch. And so it felt nostalgic. Even though it's what, only like 10 years ago when we watched
that's
it the
a
first
long
time
though.
It
that's
is.
A long time.
It is. Yeah. So it just felt nice. It kind of brought me back. And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about this anime. Yeah, but you don't have to hold it back, dude. Like, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Well,
there's no need for holding back. You want to hear
how
you
feel.
I already know what you're going to say, bro.
I'm willing to bet that you don't know what I'm going to say.
What's the wager?
So now I know what you're going to say because of that.
Really?
I don't know. Now you're making me second guess my second guess. So my third guess now.
But wait, what about you, Mike?
I have
same questions I posed Tommy.
Similar, yeah. I have similar nostalgia with this one. And I have to say the energy is the same, which I'm happy about. I don't know why I was kind of worried that it might be different. But no, I synced up with this right at the beginning. Yeah, because it jumps in right away. It's not a slow intro, I think, to the 3 main characters. We get to see all 3 of them. In the first episode, we get to have these questions pop up of like, okay, what's going on? Why are they down here in the darkness? Why are they digging? It doesn't mess around. It just immediately gives you the question like, okay, what's next? I want to know what the deal is. Energy wise, like what I'm talking about when I say energy is Kamina. Kamina is the guy that like pushes Simon to just get out of his shell, to like keep going. He knows Simon has potential. And even if like he doesn't know, he kind of also blindly believes in him. And that blind belief just energizes Simon to like focus and like reach for the strength he has inside. So like that energy, something I encountered the first time around and this time around. So. Yeah.
So when I opened up my Crunchyroll and started watching this initially, I was like, fuck, it's subbed. I was like, based on what this shit looks like and like how much I've heard Mike talk about it in the past, I was like, there has to be a dub.
Is there really?
But is there not a dub?
There wasn't on Crunchyroll.
Let me look this up.
I could have sworn like I was watching it initially dubbed on Crunchyroll.
Same.
Oh, you know what? No, I lied. Sorry. I was watching it on Hulu.
Maybe there's a dub on Hulu.
Maybe.
But there isn't on Crunchyroll. And that's why I watched it.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, fuck. That means I have to give this way more attention.
Yeah.
Because it's so
it takes extra energy.
I took a little like break from it and I came back to it. I watched everything today.
Nice. Okay. Nice.
So it's pretty fresh. Like I finished maybe like an hour and a half ago.
Nice.
So a couple things that I wanted to talk about just in my analysis. I was watching it and I started thinking like, oh, you know what? Like, I should probably take notes like while I'm watching this shit so that I'm not like, oh, what was their name? Oh, what happened? And then what happened? So
there's a lot of characters. Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of took notes. So the first thing that I noticed thematically is even though it doesn't necessarily seem like it, this is kind of an isekai. And I'm going to explain why.
Interesting. Okay.
They live. Tommy's so mad. They live.
Why
underground.
Are you mad? This is an interesting take.
They live underground, and their desire is to get, well, what's
but
his name?
They, I'm sorry. No, it's fine.
So his name is what? Kagima?
Kamina?
Yeah, so Kamina is just like, yo, like, you know, we need to get out of here. We need to go somewhere else. This other place that a lot of people haven't seen. Like, he's talking about, like, yo, we got to go to this other place.
Yeah.
And, but at the same time, there's kind of a world of sorts that Simone, like, has in, like, digging by himself. Like, when he's digging by himself, it's like, it's actually kind of chill. Like, he's just like, oh, you know, sometimes I just do my own thing and I find shit and I just keep it for myself. Like, yeah. And I was just like, hey, that's kind of lit. Like, you know, you're like, you're doing your own shit. Like, nobody's up your ass right now, like digging in hours that you're not supposed to be digging in shit, digging in places you're not supposed to be digging. I feel like I could relate to some shit like that. It's just like, oh, you know, just doing my own shit. I don't like anybody breathing over my shoulder, you know?
Okay.
Another theme is brotherhood, actually. The brotherhood theme. And it made me, and I was just like, damn, you know, the importance of like male figures, like it was kind of like, you know, there's a lot of that, like in this.
A lot of machismo.
Yeah,
a lot of that. Like, you know. Please help me with his name again. Kamiga?
Kamina.
Kamina. Okay, Kamina.
Big bro.
Yeah, big bro. You know, even like him in describing, like, it's like, no, call me bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We are blood brothers because we're in here like together. Blood, sweat, and tears, like working right now. So like, call me bro. And this other dude's like, don't call me bro. That's not my name to you. Like, you don't fucking go hard like we do.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, he drew the line. That.
Yeah,
like, huh, it was like, nah,
I was like,
you guys folded.
That's kind of sick.
Yeah,
that's kind of sick. So the brotherhood dynamic, of course, there's fan service. I'm sure Tommy enjoyed that.
Physics.
Lots of physics.
Lots of physics.
It's like, why did they have to pan it to her butt real quick? I don't know, but it's great, you know?
Like, it's like the camera can go this way, could go that way, straight down. Just, like.
So fan service is in there. The concept of becoming a man, I think, is in there. Mm-hmm. Like the theme of becoming a man. Okay, this one's going to piss Tommy off. You guys ready?
I don't know.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
It might. Okay.
We're going to find out. On the next episode,
Tommy's pissed.
Okay, so the mecha in this anime, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mecha.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go.
Their heads, bro.
Yeah.
There's a reason that they're heads, bro. There's like a theme. There's like not even a theme. There's like a metaphor.
Okay.
For them being heads, bro.
Okay. So what?
Especially, and I know that there's a metaphor for their being heads because. When they are on the surface in episode 3 and they meet up with the dude, he's like, oh, shit, you have two heads.
Yeah.
And he was like, what? And he was just like, oh, yeah, you know, of course, I put like the thing, I guess.
It's like,
have, a, have, like a shiny
the
thing.
Little crown.
A halo thingy.
Yeah. It's for warriors.
So, couple things. First of all, the head, right? It's the head that gets them out of the pit. It's okay. The head that gets them out of the pit, bro. Beyond that, things are coming to a head as far as them leaving the pit, bro.
You have to use your head
to get you out of the situation that they were in, bro.
Wait, how am I hating this? I love this. What do you mean?
I'm hating this, dude.
Mike's hating it.
This logic makes sense. Like, I don't.
Here's more.
What?
Here's
more. Okay.
Kamina is talking about going to the heavens. He's constantly saying we need to go to the heavens, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When they get to the heavens, when they get to the surface, first thing that they see is the sunset, right?
Okay.
That's light. They were in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Enlightenment.
Okay. Okay.
Enlightenment.
I like where this is going.
Illumination of the situation. There is more opportunity for them available on the surface.
Oh, dude, you're just... Your head is in there, bro.
My head, head is in this.
Bro. Dude.
So, you know.
Dude, I fucking love this, dude. This is great.
Sorry, I was Mike. Just like, I'm wait, why the fuck are they heads? Like, I was like, that's so weird. Like, they had to decide that shit for a reason. There's a reason that they decided that. Like, you know, and it's a tiny head also. That's like another thing. Like Simone's like the initial one's a tiny head.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they're just like, oh, it's a tiny mecha, like all this other shit. And it's like, yeah. But like it's still able to do really big things. Like there's a number of things. So I think that's interesting. The male spirit, you know, Kamina brings that up. He's like, oh, the male spirit. Yeah. You start to realize that the mecha only works when your spirit is riled up. So, like, when Mike was talking about, like, the energy, it's like, obviously, yeah, Kamina, he has a lot of energy. But when Simon has, like, a reason to fight, that's when his mecha turns on. It doesn't turn on at any other time. And even when Kamina, like, hijacked the other person's mecha, the shit wouldn't work until he saw... the skull. So there's something about the skull, bro. There's something about the skull. There's a theme to the skull, right? Because the first time he saw the skull, they made it a point to see, like the colors were changing. He was looking at the skull. It was like something was like loosening up in him. And it was like, he saw the skull. He's looking at the skull. And then like, he thinks of himself as a skeleton. For a second.
Yeah.
And it's like skeletons and skulls and bones are like associated with death. But mm-hmm. like Kamina is almost like the representation of like life and energy. Cause he's just like, nah, fuck it. Like, let's go. Like, let's do this. Like, he's like a live now kind of person. So when he saw mm-hmm. the skull, I think it reminded him. It's like, oh shit, you could die, bro. You better figure this shit out. And when he mm-hmm. did, then the mecha, it like aligned with him and he was able to use it. So, how you guys feeling so far? How are you feeling?
Okay, I'm back on board here. I like this. I like this.
Oh, Mike's so hating the head.
So
part.
You're back. Your head's back in the game.
What's the problem with the head, Mike? Why are you thinking?
Are you talking about the mechas in general or just the one that Simone has?
Well, initially, the one that Simone has, it looks like it's just a head. Like, okay. It looks like it's only a head.
With tiny
okay, I didn't know you were talking specifically about Simone's.
However, the other mecha are like heads. They look different. Like some of them, they have more parts, obviously. Like they're bigger.
Some look like animals.
Still the biggest part of the...
Yeah, the
you
face.
Know, at least
yeah.
episode 1-3, the face is like where the body. Our torso would be.
Yeah.
So it makes up the body. So I don't know if you guys have heard about... I think it's Joseph Campbell. Joseph Campbell wrote this book called The Hero's Journey.
Oh, wait. Mm. I think you might have brought this up before.
I probably did. Joseph Campbell.
It's like, listens to previous podcasts. Oops, tries to find it.
I know, right?
In episode
2. So Joseph Campbell.
Yeah, The Hero's Journey. So it's a narrative... and comparative like mythology, the hero's journey, which is also known as the monomyth, is a common template of stories that involve a hero who goes on an adventure, is victorious in a decisive crisis, and comes home changed or transformed. Now, obviously, I haven't seen the full thing, but part of it
kind of you kind of have, actually.
I've seen the whole anime?
You've seen like sort of the ending. I was going to ask you to go back to the first episode. The first scene is the galaxy exploding.
Okay. Okay. Well,
yeah.
We'll get back to that in a second.
Okay.
Because that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So there is the hero's journey is explained like this. There's a call to adventure. That's the first thing. Then there's like some sort of supernatural aid, which in this instance, I found a head in the ground, which also is a thing, bro. I found a head in the ground. Like I saw a face. And so supernatural aid. Then there's like a threshold or like a guardian or like a threshold, the beginning of a transformation. There's usually some form of like initial reluctance. Right? There's like some sort of initial reluctance.
Got a lot of that.
There's maybe like a, there's a helper or a mentor. There's challenges and temptations. Then there's like another helper. Then there's like a revelation or like an abyss, a death and a rebirth of like the character. There's a transformation, an atonement. Then there's like some sort of return. That's like the hero's journey. And when I realized like, Simone, like, initially, he was just like, oh, no, like, you do it. And, like, Kamina's like, nah, you found it. You keep it. Like, it's yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Almost every opportunity that there's a fight, he's reluctant to, like, do it. He's like, oh, no, I don't know if I should do it.
Yeah.
And then he'll get riled up, and then he'll go do it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I do feel like he follows Joseph Campbell's story of like the hero. So I want. His fighting spirit is awakened. I think it was in episode 2 where he realized that the tremors were causing the earthquakes below.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, he was pissed.
Oh yeah,
and so
angry, dude.
My and so parents. I think philosophically, it was really interesting to see when you think about like high energy characters in anime. One of the people that I thought about when I saw Kamina was Mugen from Samurai Champloo. Like, okay. Where it's just like, he's just like, shoot first, ask questions later, bro. Like, I'm out here. Like, you know, that was kind of like his energy, is this like kind of wild male energy that Kamina kind of like had, except he mentions that you need to have a burning passion, but a cool head. And I was like, ooh. That is the type of shit that, like, a male figure, like, would tell you. Like, you know, the don't back down, like, you know, don't run from a fight type shit. Like, you know.
Yeah.
That might be wise. It might not. You gotta figure it out. Like, but, you know, the courage part. And, of course, then, like, Kamina sees, like, the tiny skull. And he realizes that it's his dad's body. And, you know, he lets out a cry of, like, sorrow. I thought that was a good scene.
Mm-hmm.
But I also really dug when he said, and in some ways I did feel like this was similar to Gunbuster. Like, I get what Mike was saying, where he was like, oh, like, you know, if you like Gunbuster, you're like this. It's like the resolve. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to have a resolve. And, like, Simone got that resolve when he realized that the tremors were causing the earthquakes that ultimately killed his parents. Like, it's just like, I don't have my parents because of you. This is your fault.
It's time to settle up.
Yeah. Like, yeah. We're about to settle the fucking score.
Mm-hmm.
But I really liked, there's a couple things I wanted to note at this point here. So, Kamina said something along the lines of, like, believe in me that believes in you. That's fine. He said, don't believe in yourself. Believe in me that believes in you. Like,
one
that's
of the
like
best quotes.
Yes, yo.
That is a fire ass quote, bro.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, I liked that part. And then also, like, I liked the part where Simone was like, hey, like, when they partnered up and they, like, were fighting the two-headed.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, kicking ass. But then Simone was just like, hey, like, basically, like, save a little bit. We got to rest up for tomorrow. Because it's, like, every day is a fucking battle out here. And I feel like that's also, like, a that's like a philosophical message of like life. Like it's like you have to show up every day. Like yeah. every day you got to show up. There's going to be challenges every day. Are you going to be a bitch? Are you going to like lie in bed and feel like you have to keep going? And like even Simone was at one point where he was just like, yo, it's dangerous. I feel like we should just go back. We just need to go back underground. And he's like, nah, bro, we up here. We're trying to go up to the heavens. Like he said, beyond the surface, bro, we're on the surface. I'm still trying to go up.
Yeah.
I'm constantly mm-hmm. trying to go up. And it's like, you know, how we say nowadays, like, oh yeah, we're going up. Like it's going up. Like, you know, I feel like that's a striving for bigger things. And when they leave, because they figure out like the headquarters of their adversaries based on the data that was left behind on the Mecca.
Yeah.
The, I guess it was the Garen.
Mm-hmm. Garen?
Yeah, Garen. The guy or person, the person that like has a crush on Kamina, I guess, like what's is his just name? Like
Leron. Oh, Leron.
Yeah, Leron or Leron or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah, Leron is just like, oh, I'm going with them because I know that they're gonna change something. Like they're gonna change.
He doesn't. Yeah, he just he doesn't feels
even
it.
Say. It's just like, fuck it. Like, they're going to change something. It doesn't even matter what it is. It's going to be something. It's like, ooh, fuck it.
Yeah.
And then also I was going to say about, what is it? What's her name? Coco?
Yoko?
Kono? Yoko. Yoko ultimately goes with them in the end. And I feel like that represents a truth of life. Which is a woman is drawn to a man's ambition. And that's like ultimately like what it is. She's just like, oh, he's out here trying to get it. Yeah. Like I'm trying to go with him.
Yeah.
Like even though like she tries to front like she doesn't. Like,
yeah. She everyone's calling it out already. It's like, oh, okay. You have a weakness for that kind. That kind. Type.
Right. So that's like, you know, my notes that I just wanted to share with you guys. Any questions, comments, concerns, no, I criticisms.
I loved everything you said, bro. I loved everything you said.
Tommy's just like, oh God, he's got notes. Oh shit, what is it?
No, these notes were good, man.
The only comment I have is when you said this is an isekai, but besides that,
it kind of is, bro.
No, you didn't die. You didn't die.
You don't have to die. In
yeah, you do. You do have to die in order to it be an isekai.
What about
really? Not spiritual.
No, I don't think you have to die.
I don't think you have to die. You can be sent to another world.
SAO is an isekai.
You can be sent to another world.
God damn it, dude.
So I actually wanted to bring something up for the other
people in the comments. Comment on that shit.
What was that movie that we watched where it was like Japan and there were like earthquakes, but like nobody knew what the cause was? It was like those, like, there was like a pathway. Do you remember what that shit was called?
Oh, The Doors opening?
Yeah, The Doors. It was a movie.
Oh, the movie that we just watched recently?
Yeah, like a couple months ago.
Suzume?
Suzume.
Was it Suzume?
Yeah.
Yes, it was Suzume.
Like
yes,
the natural disaster.
Okay,
and all
okay.
That?
I'm putting that in my back pocket. I'm putting that in my back pocket. That's for later discussion.
Okay,
but
let's.
Okay.
Oh my gosh! Hold on.
Okay.
let's what, go Mark? Back to let's go back to the first scene of episode one where it's. Do you recognize who
I'm gonna
the
have
characters?
To.
I want it. I
I'm
want
to have to.
Your thoughts on that, like, I want to know who you recognize, possibly.
Okay, I'm just gonna audio.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put Gurren Lagann.
Wait, are we talking about Gurren Lagann still, or?
Yeah, we're talking about Gurren Lagann.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Just making before sure. We move on.
Why is it not?
Cool.
It keeps trying to open up Mobile Suit Gundam. Okay, Gurren Lagann.
First. I want Vic to comment on the other characters. Like, I want him to meet. I want you to meet. There's a lot of more characters that I think you'll like too.
Okay, so I'm looking at the first scene.
Oh, this it's very gunbustery. The first scene, the freaking, it's, they're in space.
Give me the-
okay. Ba, 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 ba. Trying to get there. Trying to get there. Okay, so they're looking up at the stars. Ba, ba, ba. You're looking at a galaxy.
It's weird, Mike, because I like that initial scene. I don't remember. Like, I don't remember that part happening. And then I was like, what?
They show it right away.
They show it really quickly. So, like, it totally slipped my mind when I watched the series before. So that's why I was like, what the fuck? When was this here?
Yeah. It's always been there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think I saw this, but I was just like, I don't know what the fuck's happening.
Right. Like, that's why it's very
no point of reference. But I can appreciate it because I recognize a couple things.
Here, what?
Now that you've made me go back and look. All the lights in the heavens are our enemy. They're worthy opponents. Oh, shit. Okay.
All right.
Okay. This is, you know, I feel like because you're making me watch this part again, I have a different, I have more of a desire to watch the rest of it.
Yes.
Which makes that a really good intro, I will say. So for those of you listening, I'm talking about like the first, like, after the intro starts is, like, the first minute of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I see. I have a hunch of who the first, who that is, since they have their faces in shadows.
Yeah.
And then it just, from that, I forgot about that scene, too. But the second time around, I'm like, okay, I know what happens. I've seen it all through. And it's like, I understand how it's very like confusing at first because it just dives into, go from that to just digging. You're just like.
Yeah, but like, but think about it though. It starts off in space and then it's just like, but we're about to get deep. And then it's just a drill. It's a drill.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
God. Gets really simple.
It started from the bottom and now I'm here.
Now we're here. Yeah.
Bro. Oh my God.
Yeah, bro. We're there.
This anime, bro. It's so much deeper than I thought, dude. It's crazy.
Literally from the bottom. Now we're here. So, I mean, I guess needless to say, I did enjoy it. I found myself enjoying it more than I thought I would.
Yeah, that's
nice.
I think I was definitely afraid about that. I was like, okay, he's probably not gonna like it. He's probably not gonna like it, but he might like a specific character.
Were you thinking that while you were watching it? Like while you were watching it again, were you like, oh no, Vic's not gonna like this? Or were you just I'm just into it. I'm not really thinking about it.
I think originally when we decided to, I was like, he might not like this. And then as I was watching it again, I was like, oh yeah, this is so good. How can he not like it? And then the fan service happened. And then I was like, oh, he's going to comment on that. That's for sure.
I was thinking the same thing, man. But like, I know you'll like some other characters. And they get, I don't know how fast they get introduced. I don't remember. But there's like at least five other characters that you're just going to be like, that guy. Oh, this guy. Oh, fucking that guy. I don't like that guy, but that guy is good. So,
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think Tommy knows who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I hate that guy.
We shall see. Wait, so does that mean you would like to continue this anime, Vic?
I'd be open to it if I actually had time.
Okay.
Check out Hulu or maybe another source. I think Amazon Prime has the dub.
Oh, you think so?
I think. There I think when I was looking it up earlier, it,
background
I anime. Saw Amazon Prime. Yeah.
Of course, like, yeah. I mean, it becomes a little bit more of a background anime if I have
dub.
The English. I can do.
Yeah. Well.
Mm-hmm. But imagine it got dubbed into Spanish. And then
I'm not listening to Spanish audio with Japanese subtitles translated into English. Like, I'm not doing that. That's foolish.
That translation would be wild.
Just gets more and more broken.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm somewhat interested on what their journey will look like moving forward. I'm also somewhat intrigued by the fact that, like, the dude that they fought was a humanoid, but he wasn't a human entirely, I guess.
Oh, the Beastman?
Yeah. Which also brings up another theme about this other anime that we watched, but
okay,
we'll stop here for me.
All right, sounds good. Tommy, did you want to give us any, like, of your love, hate feelings about, you know, rewatching it again, other than what you've said already?
Well, there, for me personally, there's nothing I could really hate on it. Like what we were saying, nostalgic. So just watching it was a trip. It was it was such a fun time. But I'm glad that we had this moment, because I kind of forgot some of the things here and there. And so I was like, how did they meet up again? And then, yeah, I don't know. It was really okay. Nice. Like, I really like what Vic was saying about it, especially all the head connections. But I think
it
does give off that feeling of, like, the best way I could say it is, like, you know when you game with, like, you just play video games with people, right? With the bros, especially.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys go through something together, you guys feel this bond because of that. And because of, like, you know how they're saying they're blood brothers. I was like, yo, did they say blood brother? Blood brothers? Or they're...
Simone is like, we're not even blood brothers, but, like, Kamina's like, that shit doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, we chose this. Like, you know, so yeah.
And so it does give that feeling, you know, of, like, brotherhood. And I really like that about this anime.
Nice. You have a brother.
I do have a brother.
You have brotherhood. Yes. Yeah. All right, good.
Full Metal Alchemist brotherhood, in fact.
Yes. Yes. Ooh.
No human transmutation. All right. Sounds good. All right. Let's switch gears and go to Gridman.
Gridman.
What is going on in this anime? I had to do extra research, and I was just doing that just now.
Why did you have to research it?
You didn't take it prima facie.
You're supposed to only go past. You're only supposed to do the three eps.
I know. I'm a big mechanics guy, so, like, I love figuring out the way the world works. Like, for instance, I'm looking at, like, I have a screensaver of Bulma, and it's Dragon Ball. It's Dragon Ball, and it's, like, young Goku. And I like finding out, like, okay, how do they have these, like, buildings? Like, just what is the technology? You know, what are the mechanics of this world? Where did the power come from and stuff? So Gridman has got me questioning all sorts of things. Like, what is the world? Like, how can there be, like, is there two dimensions? Is there, like, something... Is there magic? Is there technology? What is happening? What's powering all of these guys' situations?
Dude, he's a part of the grid.
He's part of the electric company?
Yeah. That's it.
What?
He's straight up grid man.
He's just a grid man?
He's the man from the grid. And when you think of the grid, you think of, like, the Matrix, right?
Oh.
A little bit, yeah.
So, dude.
Dude, maybe I always just go on, like, a weird tangent and I get stuck there. And I'm glad you guys are, like, discussing this with me, because you bring me back to, like, things that are obvious that I just go over and under for some reason. I ask weird and wrong questions a lot, so I'm glad.
No, you guys... there's no wrong question. But I do think I appreciate you bringing up the Matrix, though. I feel
that's actually, like, that's a fascinating.
Really good. explanation for what the fuck is going on.
Okay, okay. Yeah, so let's start off with you, Tommy. Like, what are your, like, you know, initial feelings? Like, what do you love? What do you hate? And what are your thoughts here?
Oh, dude. So, okay. I was trying to understand the hype, right? So,
like, okay.
I was just more confused about what was going on. I was like, why kaijus out of nowhere? Like, what the fuck? And then when he got sucked mm-hmm. in, I was like,
oh, isekai-ish.
Oh my god. Why do you keep going back to that?
But it is, bro. It's also isekai.
It's still the same world, bro.
Is that
is it though?
Oh my god.
I'm going to just change the title of this podcast to Tommy's Pissed Off.
Everything is an isekai. Vic can just like wind it back, point it, yeah, ties us back down to every anime is an isekai-ish.
That's what my notes say. My notes say isekai-ish. Okay, oh go ahead. God. So he goes into the computer.
Yeah, I was just... Well, yeah, he just gets sucked in, becomes a part of
like Gridman. The ring.
Yeah. And he comes out of, he just pops up in life.
Just, yeah. What?
Yeah. It doesn't, like, it, I mean, it's anime, so it doesn't have to make sense, of course. But okay. It was just really confusing. But there was something about this anime, though, that kind of brought a nostalgic feeling. And
it
reminds me of Power Rangers.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I said the same thing, bro. I said the same fucking thing, bro.
Yeah. And so I was like, I don't know if this is the reason why people think it's hype, or maybe we just haven't watched enough of it, but it made me want to watch it because of that same feeling. I was like, oh, this is fun. You know, this is a fun anime.
It is fun.
In the background, you know, like this is cool. Fucking weird, but it's cool.
But Power Rangers did kind of make sense in the end. Like, there's like two opposing forces. Like, there's a grand, you know, battle.
Yeah. And then, like, when like the other homies pull up, we got to support Gridman, you know? And then they fucking just start assembling with him soon.
I was just like,
why are they all grown up, dude? That one guy's an adult, bro. What the heck?
Yeah, dude. And they were becoming part of him or his weapons. I was like, dude, this is screaming Power Rangers, bro. This is awesome. Like, and what's that one anime? Is it an anime or is it like a Japanese show? Is it Ultraman? Is that what the name was?
Ultraman, yes. I never watched it. It's a live action.
Yeah. It reminded me of that for some reason, but
his friend keeps mentioning the Ultra series. There's always like a callback to it.
I think that's why I was like, oh, is this related to Ultraman somehow? But I honestly don't know. But yeah.
Wait, isn't Ultraman like how they created Power Rangers?
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it, at least.
Very influenced. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you want to know the answer to that question, Tommy? Because I did some research.
I mean, you did the research. I might as well bring up the research.
Okay. Yes, it is an anime adaptation of Ultraman. Of Ultraman?
Yeah. How fun. That makes sense then. Yeah.
Oh. Wait, Gridman is just Ultraman?
But and it's like a, it's an adaptation of it. Yeah.
Because then his friend is just like, oh yeah, like an Ultraman. Oh, where's the aliens? Where's the aliens? Like Ultraman, blah, blah, blah. It's like, what?
Yeah. It's like the characters are self-aware pretty much of like, you know, the other stories.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. For the record, Ultra Q is the original.
Mm-hmm.
And Ultra Q came out in 66. Wow. And it's available on Pluto TV and Tubi and Sling.
Shout out to those streaming services.
Hey.
Oh, and Amazon Prime. Also,
you probably got to rent it.
Bezos.
Ultra Q is on there. That's came out tight. In the 60s. So shout out to some old ass Japanese shit.
Hell yeah.
In the 60s. Yeah. It's black and white, I think. Yeah, it's black and white. But it is
live action. Four color?
So. Yeah.
Dang. So what are your thoughts, Vic?
Wait. I want to know Mike's thoughts.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Fine.
Mike. Actually, no. Fuck it. I'll give my thoughts.
Go for it. Go for it, dude. I want to know.
I honestly feel like... I feel like because Tommy talked about it, it makes it feel more likable. But I was kind of like, meh. I was like, I totally get it.
It is just kind of meh, but it was still enjoyable.
Bro, so look, I got to tell you, we're watching episode one. I'm watching episode one. He wakes up. He has no idea what happened. And then Gridman's just like, you need to wake up. You need to remember. You need to awaken. Yeah. And I was just
hyper agent.
Ooh, what the fuck's about to happen, right? Yeah. I'm like, ooh, okay. Yeah. What are you? You don't know this girl? Okay, that's crazy. You don't know your name? All right.
Yeah.
Like, what happened that made you like forget and all this other shit?
Amnesia,
right?
Yeah.
But then, like,
they kind of glaze over it.
They haven't circled back to answer that shit yet. No. They're just kind of like, whatever. Gridman is the thing. He's connected to it. And even in the show, they're just like, we don't have time for that. Like, Gridman's like, we don't have time for that. Just jump in and let's go. And all of a sudden, he just knows how to operate this shit and everything. We don't ever see him inside of Gridman.
No.
But he's doing all these, like, complex maneuvers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I've watched my fair share of Mecha now.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know how to pilot this thing. Like, you can't just come in and just, you don't remember anything really, but all of a sudden you jump in and you just know how to move. Like, yeah. That's crazy.
That's what's so Ultraman about it, I think. Or like, kind of Power Ranger-y.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, except like in the Power Rangers, like, because I was really big on Power Rangers as a kid.
Yeah.
I watched a couple different like seasons with a couple different character switches. So I was like really big on it when the White Ranger came out, you know, all that stuff. But they at least knew like martial arts. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like they were like selected, bro. Like, they were selected. It wasn't just like a, oh, at random, I'm selecting you. Like, it was like a, they were, you know, they
They're
were
qualified.
Karate and shit. Like, they kind of, you know, they did the stuff. They didn't necessarily take karate classes together, but it was like they would fight in plain clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, there was instances that would show that. So, you know. But I do feel like in some ways this reminds me of Suzume, because it's like, there's shit that's going on that not everybody can see or not everybody remembers, but it affects everybody.
Yeah.
Which is kind of why I say it's like isekai-ish. It's like,
okay, I can see that here.
When the first attack happens, like, people die and then like history changes to where it's like, yo, where's our classmate? And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, she died in middle school. It's like, no, she was definitely there yesterday. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But it's also very Power Ranger-y that the chick that sits next to Hibiki, like, is the evil villain. Like, she's, like, pretty and you don't know. But then, like, she's secretly just like, oh, he's onto some shit, like, okay. And she's just like laughing it up, like drunk with power, like causing like wreaking havoc, like Rita in Power Rangers. I'm just gonna throw this out there. I think Mike liked the samurai guy.
Oh. Caliber?
Yeah. He's always stuttering, but he has like five swords on his back and he's just like pushing them, but like jumping on top of buildings and like
he's
just, like,
funny.
Super quiet, but just fucking like, I was just like, I bet you Mike likes this character.
Man of few words, all action.
Yeah. But yeah, my last note was that it's very Power Ranger-y / when the big guy like became part of Gridman.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's like Transformer-y
Yeah.
Shit. And then also, like, the other thing I was going to say is just drawing similarities. It's like the, what are they called in Garen Logan, the Beastmen?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
They're similar to the Kaijo, the Kaiju.
Mm-hmm.
In that it's like, they're not people really, but they can take people form, but like,
they're like homunculus.
Homunculus, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's my take.
Okay, all right.
What's your take, Mike?
What
were you thinking? What were you feeling?
You had to look up stuff, so that means you must have not liked it initially.
I want to like it, but I don't get the hype. I get like, it's like Power Rangers and that's cool, but it's not enough for me. It's like, I want to find out what's the like deeper messages here, but then maybe there isn't. And it's just a simple story. And it's just like bad guy, good guy, don't explain anything, just fight kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like Gunbusters where like, was it Gunbusters? It wasn't like Gundam where Gundam Wing where they're just like blasting the shit out of everybody. I know that like there's like a reality to it in a way that like, okay, there's probably just like people just mad at each other for some reason, but this, there's not enough like grounding here for me to understand and kind of like what's going on. Mm. There's a lot of loose ends, but maybe there is something to this, because the most interesting character to me right now is probably the girl, Akane, who's like the bad guy. Because she has like two faces. Yeah, she has two sides to her. And that's interesting because I want to know why she's doing that. And yes, she has like the power to create the kaijus and take out people she hates.
Mm-hmm.
But like that's like so evil, but like she just continues on throughout her day as if she's like a god amongst humans, and I'm just like interested in that the most right now, and like what they're gonna do with all of that, because she's pretty bad and she just takes out people on like just because she feels like it, and that's crazy to me.
Yeah, actually, now that you say that, thinking about how she took the teacher out.
Yeah. And her classmates.
Right? Yeah. She took her classmates out, but like they don't really let on that it's her because they didn't reveal that she was the one. But like when I think back, it's like, well, she was handing him like a hot dog and the chick like was playing with the ball in class. And she's just like, I wish you wouldn't play with the ball in class. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then she fucking kills her.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's extreme.
Like, it's just like, oh, damn, the manners. But then I also wonder, like, did her perspective change after, like, their teacher ran into Hibiki, like, the next day and he, like, apologized?
Yeah.
Like, and was more like, because she saw the whole thing go down. I was like, huh, I wonder what she thinks about that. Mm-hmm. Or if she's just like, ah, whatever. More havoc, more death, more like fucked up shit, like, you know.
Yeah. Just an agent of chaos.
That's exactly what she is.
Yeah. But like she's in like the stills, she's in the posters, like facing the same direction as the other characters. And I'm just like curious as to like how she ties in later on. But
like if they find out that it's her.
Yeah. And so how do they deal with that? Do they eliminate her or do they like join? Does she join them? Is there a bigger like enemy that they fight together? I don't know. These are the questions that came up after these three episodes. I also didn't like kind of, yes, the Transformery thing about this is cool, but I feel like it feels kind of grubby to me in a way, because it seems like they have like a lot of merchandise like pushing the design of this anime rather than like purely the anime being like a good story. It's like, oh, they're trying to sell some stuff outside of this production to people.
Did they?
And it's like, I don't know. That's what I'm feeling. Like, okay, there's like combinations. There's like one hero that can like put on like different like situations, and the other people get introduced at the end of episode 3. I'm like, oh, okay. So I can see a lot of like merchandise being produced from this, but maybe that's me being just too like kind of sick of ads recently. Like I'm just trying to read like articles on my phone, and I have to like scroll past like 10 ads before I get to like the first paragraph of something. And that's just how I was feeling today as I was like watching the last episode today. It's like, dang, is this one like a show just created to, you know, sell products? And I don't like that.
Well, but it's crazy because this specific series has multiple like seasons.
Oh, really? So,
yeah, it's not just like a one-off thing.
Good. Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
I like the art style too. I like the way they're drawn. I like the monster design. I like the robot design is cool too, I have to admit. I prefer more like mechanical type stuff like Gundam or like Gunbusters, but you know, I can appreciate like a souped up superhero. Like Power Ranger style type of thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. This show definitely opened up a little bit more when I was doing research and how it was like an anime adaptation of Ultraman. And I read a piece of like their kind of wiki where there was in the animation studio, there's like older animators and younger animators. And what was cool is that the older animators were like, okay, we've experienced Ultraman, but we want to give this like art development to the younger animators to see what they come up with in terms of like, where do they take the art style? Where do they go with this creatively? And that was kind of cool to see them hand it off to like, you know, fresher blood, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Those okay, I have thoughts. A critique.
Yeah.
Actually, no. I agree with you on the art style. I do fuck with the art style.
Mm-hmm.
What cool. I don't fuck with.
Hell yeah, let's go.
Bro, why did Power Rangers and Gridman and Gundam all have mecha that were the same fucking primary colors? Blue, red, and yellow. Like, there aren't other colors, and they do it the same. It's the same. Like, it would be hard to tell them apart, bro. They all look the same. But they're from a different show. So if I'm a fan, and I'm looking at it, yeah. I want to be like, that's blah, blah, blah from blah, blah, blah. Not, that could be the Megazord. It could also be Gridman, the updated Gridman, not the white Gridman, but the red, blue, and yellow Gridman. Just like, and then they did the same thing Loki and Garen Logan.
It's kind of dusty, I admit.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. There's other colors.
There is other colors, yeah.
There's other colors.
It's because they're trying to show that they're the primary hero.
The primary hero. I mean, at least Gunbuster, like her machine looked a little bit more like a red Mega Man suit. Like, you okay. know?
Yeah.
Is Mega Man anime?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's a Japanese video game. And then they made an anime out of it.
Yeah, I was just double checking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't have any interest in watching more group.
Honestly, me either.
I'm sorry, Mike.
No, I'm not. This is not what I don't, dude. I'm on the same boat. I just have a few like mechanism questions. I'm like, I just want to know how these like Gridman work. That's just me personally.
Matrix.
I'm sure if you watch another two episodes, it'll like they'll try to sort of explain something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Next two,
but yeah, I'll probably do some reading. But yeah.
It just considering the fact that, like, Tommy said that this shit was popping in 2018, it makes me, I don't want to be judgy, right? Like, I don't want to be judgy, but I'm just like.
Why?
Why were you? Because I get you, bro. Like, I had the same sentiment when Tommy said, like, he was like, oh, I was watching it. I was trying to figure out what the hype was about.
Yeah.
That's why I was just like, And it's like, if it's Power Rangers and that's the reasoning, then, like,
It's not enough.
Okay,
for me.
But like, watch Power Rangers then.
I don't know. It's not going to be fresh.
It has like, doesn't it have good ratings?
On my anime list,
it has a
7.1
out of 10. It has a 4.4 out of 5 on Crunchyroll and a 7 out of 10 on IMDb.
So pretty. Wait, what was the middle one?
That's better than okay. Like, that's better than okay. Or it's like, yeah. It's like okay. But like, dude, to me though, I felt like I was watching something that was for a younger age.
Yeah, probably. With no reference frame of like Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just like, I was watching and I was like, is this for... This has got to be for like kids.
Kids, yeah.
Like, it doesn't have kid... Like, it's like the middle-aged kid, like preteen. Yeah. Like, maybe somewhere between like... Like 9 and like 12.
I can see that.
And yeah. Even 12 seems too old. But I'm just thinking about myself when I was 12.
Yeah.
Maybe 12 in 2024. Because I feel like we grew up a little faster. Some different ways.
I don't know.
Not to say that like they haven't grown up in different ways. I think we just grew up in different ways.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with you.
9 to 12.
What are the S's for? Why is there so many S's?
the one thing.
What the heck, dude?
I was wondering if there was going to be a reason. Maybe that's the four swords that... That what's his name has. Because he has four swords.
Yeah.
I'll take it for now. Okay. All right. Well, one last question. If you guys don't have anything else right now, do you?
Uh-huh. No.
No.
Is how mecha is this anime to you?
It's mecha.
It's mecha.
It's mecha?
It's mecha, bro.
I feel like you have this association to it in outer space or something.
I feel like there has to be a pilot seat. He's like infused. He's like, he is Gridman. Yeah. But
maybe
that's
they
just
go
me.
Into that some more. Like, you know? Maybe not.
I guess I'll have to see. But yeah.
I guess.
Hey, bro, let me know what you think after you watch up to
God. You'll know if I'm pissed off, if I'm mad. Like, there's no pilot seat. Did it explain the S's? And there's just more questions. Yeah. But that's yeah. Funny. That's it for today's analysis, I guess. Thanks for joining me on Mecha March Madness with Mike Mayhem. And
Mike Mayhem? That's a hard like nickname, dude.
Mike Mayhem is pretty
Mayhem hard. Mike.
So I'm going to be taking over for next month. It was texted to me that I will be hosting April. I do enjoy us kind of like hosting and just like watching this. So I'm glad that we've continued this pretty much since October, bro.
Yeah.
It's been October. So we're almost 6 months. This will
coming
be
coming around.
Month.
Yeah.
This Let's go.
Okay, so this is my thing. I was trying to figure out what the theme should be.
Okay.
I did some research. So first off, I was like, okay, April. Like, what are themes for April, right?
Okay.
One of the things that came up initially was Earth Day.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, Earth Day is a thing. But then I wanted to see if there was any, like, Japanese, like, April shit in particular. And they're still in cherry blossom season. So that's something, you know, apparently March and April are really good times to go to Japan.
Correct.
There's a lot of festivals. And so that kind of like made me think about that too. Like festivals, they have a lot of festivals that are paying homage to the Edo period.
Okay.
So then I tried to look for anime with like dope kimonos, but then I was just like, a lot of the ones I couldn't find. Like, so ultimately, I ended up more or less settling on Earth Day vibes.
Ooh, I like
it. So with that being the case, you know where I'm going, probably.
No.
There's going to be some Hayao Miyazaki in this.
Okay.
Okay.
I just hope it's something we haven't
seen.
He has
the solar punk vibe. I love solar punk.
Sick.
So I wanted to kind of get back to films, Loki.
Okay. Brad.
So I actually want to start off, I think,
with some Hayao,
with Princess Mononoke, because I've never seen it.
Okay.
Have you guys seen Princess Mononoke?
Yeah, but it was quite some time ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
The other thing that I was going to say, so I have a list. It's kind of like, I was really trying to get some. I did want to say at some point, well, no, maybe I'll keep that a secret. There is one that I want to watch, but we have to pay for it.
Which one?
What is it?
It's called The Red Turtle. Has anybody heard of that?
Dude, I've been wanting to watch that for some time.
Okay.
So I am going on Amazon right now.
Yeah, so they have...
Oh, interesting.
It has really high ratings and it's something that I want to check out. I was going to wait until the following week to do The Red Turtle.
Okay.
Okay.
But I do want to watch that. So that's coming down the pipes. Do you guys... feel any kind of way? I mean, HBO Max has Princess Mononoke on it.
Okay.
There was this other show which isn't quite like, it's kind of naturey, kind of spirity, kind of kimono-y. So I wanted to watch it too. And that's Natsume Yuujincho. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that one. Natsume Jincho.
Let me look it up. I haven't heard of it.
Why does this look familiar? Not to me.
This looks like friends. Something Tommy would watch.
Whoa. What are you saying? I have heard of this. I need to understand. Why would you think I would? What?
It's just the art style looks like something you'd read this.
Whoa. You're saying I am...
You're in a box, person. Okay? This is where you are.
Whoa. Ow. My feelings.
You got different boxes, though. Like, you know? You go from box to box.
But anyway, yeah. I want to get into... I don't know if I'm going to be able to do the two. Like, I want to figure out, like, a two. So, like, maybe just this week we'll do Princess Mononoke. Okay. And then next week I'll maybe find a show to pair with a movie. But for now, I've been wanting to see Princess Mononoke. It's one of the only Hayao Miyazaki films that I haven't seen yet.
Ooh, completing it.
I do have another one that I want to watch, but I'm not bringing it up yet.
Oh, I'm glad so you...
be something we talk about later.
Okay, so running back again. Which ones are we going to be watching this week?
This week, for sure, it's Princess Mononoke. I think it's just going to be that.
Okay. Don't stress
just
me too
to,
much.
Just to make it easy.
Yeah.
And then I'll have a little more time to do more research on shit. Thanks for dropping that in the chat, Mike. So, I guess I'll finish off this episode since I'll be hosting the next
one. Do it.
Thank you, Mike, for Mecha Mike March Madness Minions Money. Mobile suit Gundam.
Nice.
Since we did watch two, we watched two Gundams.
Hell yeah.
Thank you so much for listening, folks. Please like, share, subscribe. Let us know if you like mecha anime or if like you watch some of these shows and it actually maybe changed your perspective on mecha anime. Because it changed mine to a certain degree. Same. I wasn't like super anti. It just wasn't something I went for. So maybe I'll be a little bit more inclined to either go back and watch some of these, which I think off the top of my head, like I could watch Double Zero some more.
Okay.
I could watch Double Zero some more and I could finish Gunbuster, I think. So, you know.
Yeah. What, not Gurren Lagann? Just kidding.
I could finish Gurren Lagann
too. I'm just kidding, bro. It's cool.
No, I could finish
it. It's a long one.
I'm not even fronting. I'm not saying I'm about to. I'm just saying I could finish it. Also, I am going to say I'm probably going to bring a show back in April, but I'm not telling you what. Okay, thank you guys so much for listening.
Oh, I already know what you're talking about.
Peace.
What is it?
You don't know.